Oh, this is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. If anyone finds out about this, they're all going to laugh at me. They're all going to laugh at me, and not because I'm telling bad jokes. They're going to laugh at me because I was kidnapped by Scrappy. Scrappy Doo. Of course he was Scrappy Doo. Why not Scrappy Doo? What's he doing back anyway? Wait. I did say that he would return in the Christmas. I did say that. Why did I say that? Bum. Can't believe he kidnapped me. Why would he kidnap me? What did I ever do to him? I mean, there was that whole Halloween thing. But to be fair, he started it. He possessed my corgi. My corgi? My crumpet! Crumpet! I miss my crumpet. And I miss my bad joke lover. Who have I got to tell bad jokes to? No one. And I had plans. I had so many Christmas jokes for my bad joke lover. Not the bad joke lover. They're mine. But they'll never hear them. Because of Scrappy Bloody Doo. Who is a bad dog. Bad dog. If you're listening, Scrappy. I'm sorry. It was an accident. It wasn't an accident. You're annoying. You're so annoying. Okay, that's probably not going to help. He is, you know, bearing somewhat of a grudge. Which is quite unreasonable, really. I mean, what did I really do to him? I did have a whole plan. I did distract him with a song. I did, technically, make a giant corgi beat him up. And I did tell Crumpet to yeet him into the bay, where he went through the portal. And, okay, he might have a point. But we could have just had a civilized conversation. Instead, he kidnapped me. Put me in a pocket dimension. Rude. Oh, we did that to him, didn't we? Well, not me. The bad joke lover did it. So, technically, I'm innocent? Not really. But seriously, I was kidnapped by Scrappy. Oh, I need my bad joke lover. And I need my crumpet. Crumpet! Wait. How did I escape from the pocket dimension? I don't remember. I just remember. Oh no. Oh no. Oh. Bum. I didn't escape. He let me go. He let me go. And that's really not good. That's really not good. When Scrappy lets you go from a pocket dimension that he's imprisoned you in for 2 weeks, that means that he needed me out of the way. Why would he need me out of the way? To get to the bad joke lover and Crumpet and Percy! Oh no. Oh no. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And I mean, Scrappy's not the same. I mean, he's annoying. He's super annoying. He's so annoying. He's unbelievably annoying. And I was kind of happy to be in the pocket dimension away from him because annoying. But he's not the same. He's lost an eye. And he's got, you know. Well, of course I know, but you know. Oh no. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Bad joke lover! Oh, you're not here. What would the bad joke lover do? The bad joke lover? The bad joke lover? Would listen to me tell some bad jokes. And I have them. I have lots of bad jokes because it's Christmas. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I have a plan. And why am I talking to myself? Why? It's not like anyone's listening. Are you? Apparently not. Okay. I'll tell myself some bad jokes. And then... then I don't know. But it always works for the bad joke lover, so it'll work on me. Of course it'll work on me. Why wouldn't it work on me? I mean, am I not as good as a bad joke lover? Wait, who said that? I thought I heard something. Must have been my imagination. Okay. Bad jokes. Bad jokes. I have bad jokes. But I was saving them. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Why does Santa always... No, I need to say it with attitude. I need to be Screamheart. I am Screamheart. And there's someone else's Screamheart. Why did I say that? Wait, was that foreshadowing? No, it's not foreshadowing because it's already happened. Anyway, why does... No, it's just not the same though. The bad joke lover's not here. Wait. I'll just pretend that they can hear me. Can you hear me, bad joke lover? Can you? Of course you can. Because I'm your Screamheart. That's the stuff. Why does Santa always enter a home through the chimney? Because it soots him. Soot. Because it's a chimney. I never explain the jokes to the bad joke lover. I don't explain them to me. Especially when I'm making the joke. I shouldn't have to explain the joke. Why do... Okay. I'm worried now. I am worried. What if Scrappy did something to me? What if he... I don't know. Extracted some DNA and created some kind of fake Screamheart who's masquerading as... That would never happen. Would it? Oh, I am overthinking this. Why do Christmas trees like being in the past the most? That's because the present is beneath them. Do you know that I have this incredible ability to predict what's inside a wrapped present? It's a gift. Now, bad joke lover, don't tell Crumpet this. But the Christmas jumper that he gave me, it keeps picking up static electricity. So I took it back and exchanged it for one, free of charge. But don't tell him. Actually, do tell him, because that's an awesome bad joke. But I still don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, it's time for something really bad. Okay, let's pull out the big corgi. Not that Crumpet is big. I don't feed him biscuits. Wait. Bad joke lover's not here, so I don't have to lie. What do you call an old snowman? Water. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cry. Crumpet! No. I refuse to let Scrappy win. I refuse. I know what I'm going to do. I'll get help. I'll go to someone who owes me. Santa. He owes me. Where do you think he gets all the jokes for the crackers? It's me. And when Santa owes you a favour, well, you might as well use it, right? Which way to the North Pole? North. Which way's north? That way! No, that way. Oh no.